Some was taken off because they wasn't properly dressed, so I had them take them off. I don't want to see them. They got to know how to follow instruction. It's so important for the apostolic. So every little thing we do is so important right now, because what we're doing is, from the apostolic point of view, there's a lot of churches that are part of LTMA I didn't plant. They were already established, but by the same token, because of the apostolic, we reestablish in a lot of ministries that has grand potentials, but without the apostolic, without Ephesians 4:11 through 16, a ministry cannot produce what it need to produce. Now, when we talk about apostolic, I know I didn't pray. You ought to be in prayer already. When we talk about apostolic, we're not talking about just a person per se. We're talking about an assignment that has been given to certain people. I want you to understand that. So when I emphasize the apostolic, I'm not emphasizing Leroy. I'm emphasizing a God-given assignment that has been shipwrecked by the enemy and by imposters who have said that God, well, they didn't even say God called them, men sent them out to be apostles. So there's a lot of things we're going to correct, a lot of things we're going to direct. So here are some scriptures I want you to have to make sure we're on the same page. 2 Corinthians 12:12, Ephesians 2:20, and you're gonna meditate these scriptures and go over and over again. Isaiah 9:6-7 is talking about the government that the apostolic and the fivefold ministry give God to come in. Then Isaiah 2:1-3, and Micah 4:1-2, and our major scripture, the Ephesians 4:11-16. Now you might add Acts 20:28-32, where Paul said, take heed to yourself to all the flock which the Holy Ghost have made you overseer. So this morning I want to talk about for a few moments aligning with the apostolic. Aligning with the apostolic. There are three things: authority, anointing, and atmosphere. Authority, anointing, and atmosphere. In other words, with the apostolic anointing, the atmosphere of your ministry will change. Okay? All right, I'm seeing that. Matter of fact, I'm working the apostolic in my own ministry because I didn't have it fully. And I'm seeing the atmosphere changing powerfully. Now, in 2 Corinthians 12:12, it says, truly the sign of an apostle was wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. Sign, wonder, patience, sign, wonder, and mighty deed. Then Ephesians 2:20 says, and are built upon the foundation, as a word, the foundation of the apostles and prophet Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. All right, now I'm going to go down line for line, and wherever I stop, I'll stop and emphasize on some things. The aligning with the apostolic, that's I think you have seven or eight books you need to get your hand on them. These are the books that I'm studying at this point. I think these guys have a great lineup on understanding the apostle. One of the things that is they bring forth in there, the different mountains, that the mountain of God would be over all mountains. And every other mountain is going to have to submit, like the media, government, entertainment, art, religion, all those mountains had to come on under the mountain of God. And so what I found out that as apostolic ministers, we need to pray for the businesses that are in our area. I think what I've done over the years, I tore them down because they wasn't all at church, you know. But There's a righteous remnant everywhere that God can use. See, like what Disney going through right now. You know it's not right to teach them little girls and boys. They don't know what sex they are. And I'm surprised of Disney, but then yet the world, it's a worldly thing, but there's good people in Disney. So we got to pray for the remnant of the righteous to take that thing over and bring it right. Apostles first and furthermore carry a realm of authority that is necessary to establish kingdom rule. So that, therefore, there's a certain aspect or amount of kingdom rules that has not been in play because the apostle anointing was not there to be infused in the prophet, infused in the pastor, infused in the teacher and evangelist. Now, we know this is God's mode of operation, so we cannot question it because of theology or because of backdrops we've had or how much experience we have. We cannot question this, for this is God's authority. I believe that all of our ministry is going to move tremendously, and they're moving now. There's a guy here without a necktie on. Y'all got him on. I want him off. Paul spoke of the authority that he had from the Lord as an apostle. In 2 Corinthians 10:8, for even if I should boast somewhat more about our authority, which the Lord gave us for edification and not for destruction, I should not be ashamed. So the apostle ministry is actually to build people up, I would say, in a supernatural way. The thing that I'm seeing now in my ministry and me personally is the gift doing it. It's not Leroy, it's the gift doing it. But connection call for celebration, because the same thing going to begin to happen to whatever field or whatever aspect of the ministry you stand in. The authority that an apostle carries always to build up and not to tear down. Now we recognize something going to be torn down. Those are the things that oppose the will of God. But our assignment in ministry, according to Ephesians 4:11-16, is to build people up, to get them matured, to get them recognizing how to flow in the atmosphere of the anointing. Out of this authority, the other characteristics of an apostle are manifest. From an apostle authority, they deal with principalities that resist the kingdom of God in the earth. Deal with principalities. Now, so what I'm seeing that we have not been able to deal with the principalities as we should have without having all the fivefold ministry gift connected in divine order. Very important, connected in divine order as God set them in his word. If you look at Ephesians 4:11, you got something to look at it. That's the way he said it. So we cannot come with organization, with theology, with some fake or false revelation and try to make it happen another way. Is the way he got it set. So we have to follow his divine plan. The demonical forces, well, we were not able to deal with them specifically as we should as one man because the full power wasn't there. You can't fully use Jesus' name if you're not going to follow the Bible. And so we're coming around to that now, this age, this time, the season that we are living in, my brothers and sisters, we need to be on target because a lot of things about to be changed and we got to be on target. So Ephesians 6:12 is a very important verse. Now we can handle this verse better. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality, against power, against the root of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Now, Ephesians, that scripture could not be rightfully hallowed to the full potential that God and his covenant want us to handle it if the fivefold ministry gifts are not in harmony and not in the right perspective as God designed for them to be. That's where we're going. So I am to see increase in your anointing, increase in your authority, increase in your abilities, increase in the atmosphere that you sit when you walk in a place. A place atmosphere is supposed to change when you walk in there. The atmosphere in your home. Some of y'all may be in some business adventure. The atmosphere should be changed by the anointing and authority of this apostolic connection. All right? Blessings that wouldn't have been available. Now, without the shifting of the spirit realm, there can be no success or reformation in the natural realm. So there has to be a shifting in the spirit realm. So I think where we are now and where God is leading us, there's a tremendous shifting in the atmosphere. I'm experiencing here at Word of Life Christian Center. I saw Sunday in praise and worship, because we're finally going to have to talk about praise and worship. Some of these people, you're going to set them down. If they're not giving glory to God, and they're giving glory to themselves, the Lord going to talk to you. You're going to set some of your favorite people down, because there's a lot of entertainment going on. That's a lot of opportunities in choirs now. They've been doing that for centuries now. But in this apostolic setting, a lot of things could be changed. I'll tell you, something might hurt a little bit. All these different backgrounds, we got all these flashing lights and different things behind us when we preach it. We're going to have to pray about those things and get a background that don't be so Hollywood to settle down, so we can just go ahead and let God be glorified and not let the world turn us to their background. All right? Sometimes we're going to have too great of a background behind us trying to be like the world. And we just got to listen to the Holy Spirit on that. I just touched that. Why the Holy Spirit let me touch it, all right? So y'all just start praying. So we're talking about two powerful things, background and choirs and musicians. If they're not going to praise God, we're going to deal with them. Because there's a certain amount of anointing that is left out. I'm blessed to have my two sons and my granddaughter and another lady, the Lord told me about, to help me shift in the atmosphere of the Word of Life. I'm telling you, you see when you come to that, oh my goodness, I get riled up by that. And to some of my members online, they know how much the atmosphere has changed. And it needs to be done, all right? One of the reasons we have not been tremendously successful in undoing this devilish things that are breaking into the church, because we haven't had apostles in matured state. Now, I have qualified over many years through many trenches for this moment to be here with you. I didn't know this is where he was bringing me. I didn't know nothing about no apostles and all that. I read it, but you better know something happening to you when we are talking. You better know that. It don't have to be praise God. I feel his presence now. I'll just tell you when I feel his presence. Hallelujah. You better know something going on. In each one of you, something going on. You better know there's something. It's almost, I'm gonna make a word, it's almost not wordable what is going on now. And if you open, if you really present beyond the present, when I say that, when they call your name, you're gonna say present. Sandra Johnson, present. But there's another present must be there too. Not just the verb of present. I want you to be present. I want you to listen, because any moment, one word can come out of my mouth, can revolutionize your life forever. Because of the Spirit of God, and because of what we're doing, and because of our assignment in ALTMA. And that's why you connected. So we see a lot of success have not manifested because of immaturity in the minister realm. Because we got verse 11, we got verse 12. Now, all of you I know all of you have some maturity in your life. Don't get me wrong. But there's a lot of immaturity in the spirit. I know it because of almost 50 years of ministry. And I plow every day, almost 8 hours a day, in scriptures and prayer. Every day, I study all the time. So I'm seeing in the basis of the apostolic immaturity in the spirit realm that we dealing with. I'm dealing with pastors who've been pastoring a long time, got good ministries, I understand that. As apostles grow in their authority, these demonic power will be neutralized and dismantled. Now, I want you to hear me, because when I talk about apostles growing in his authority, I'm talking about you. See, because of the connection, you are growing in apostolic authority. Do you see what I'm saying? See, I'm not talking about, see what I'm talking, that's why I want you to know that. I'm not talking about myself, I'm talking about us. Even though I stand in the office of apostle, probably some of you all, God may call to be in the office of apostle, make sure he call you. But my point is, all of us are growing. You should see different in your preaching if you don't try to hold on to the same thing. Just let God have his way, and you'll see some things that you haven't seen before. But we got to neutralize and dismantle some things that have come into the church that have contaminated the atmosphere, being conducive for, say, the nine gifts of the Spirit. We're not seeing them enough. We're not seeing suddenly, immediately, and straightway enough in the Spirit. We just were affected as a team. We're not seeing it enough. We seen a lot of emotion and a lot of excitement. And thank God for it. I don't have no gripes with it, but there's so much more. And that's what the Lord wants to face. There's so much more with the with the proper connection. There's so much more. When the demonic power will be neutralized and dismantled, when this happens, the heart of men will be free to come to kingdom perspective. Kingdom perspective. I'm dealing with the kingdom somewhat now in teaching on health, but it's so powerful, the kingdom perspective, of operating in the kingdom properly. We couldn't do it without the following orders, how God set things up. So there's an impartation, there's an anointing beyond feeling. There's an anointing beyond facts. There's an anointing that is in another realm that we have not enjoyed as we should. May that anointing come upon you where you are right now. It's unspeakable and full of glory. And it's not a feeling, it's not a fact, it's a truth. It's beyond facts, it's beyond feeling. It's a truth, you just know you got it. And so I've asked the Lord, when I ministered to you, to impart it in special ways. It says, multitude will be saved because that which have blinded their heart has vanished. When you begin to we begin to walk in the full anointing, a lot of things gonna vanish out of people's hearts. Society will begin to take on the shape of that which is now rooted in the atmosphere and not the previous principalities and power. In other words, atmosphere is a powerful word here. The apostolic and the fivefold ministry gifts becoming one creating an atmosphere that's going to set so many people free. I see it every day. I'll see it tonight. It just, I'm just excited because I really don't know just what's going to happen. As a result of the authority that apostles carry, once power of darkness are wrestled into submission, there's also a grace of a wise master builder that is operating in the apostle. Now, I know I read that an apostle also is an architect. Now, some of y'all can pronounce this word better than me, but I know what I'm saying. He's a builder. So if the architectural aspect of a ministry is left out, it's not fully built. And so there are some things I may say shocking to you is twice as shocking to me. But the Spirit of God is moving. He wants to do some things. And I'm seeing results. I'm seeing results in ministries under me. I'm seeing results every day. I don't say too much, but I'm seeing results. I'm getting reports. I'm excited about it because I know it's happening. Paul, the apostle, claims a grace, listen to what this is, that allowed him to build that which was permanent. Which the enemy cannot tear down. Once you build it right, the gates of hell cannot prevail against your ministry. But if it's not built right, if you got a window with a crack in it, or a door not properly locked, he can get in. And that's what's been happening because of a lack of the apostolic ministry. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10. Paul said, according to the grace of God was given to me as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation and another man build thereon, but let each one take heed how he builds on it. Now, I'm going to use myself as Paul used himself as an apostle. I have a foundation under my ministry. My ministry is built firm. My ministry is in alignment with God. And it didn't happen overnight. I made a lot of boo-boos. But an apostle should have an example. I have an example with my ministry, example with my family. And it's all the grace of God. It's not, you understand what I'm saying? But that's important that we all recognize that you don't just want somebody to say, I'm doing this. Show me. Let me see it. See? And so, that's another aspect of it. Apostles have plan and strategy that allow them to build according to the pattern of heaven. Sometime, I'll use it like this, you might catch it, I don't know. Destruction got to come before construction. Some things maybe have to be torn down. When you're under the conviction of the Holy Ghost, when I speak something, all of a sudden, sometimes I go way out there, and you say, oh man, I ain't going that far. Well, don't go that far. That's up to you, how far you want to go. But I got to give it to you, all right? Real apostles are builders at their very core. Now, when I said it, that means Brown, I got more than one Brown. Browns are builders. And we stirred up the building aspect in Brown through divine orders from God, how God got us connected together. All the different places we connected. And then my spiritual father, I woke this morning, and he had a vision from God, Brother Hagin. And God showed him something right before camp meeting, 3 days before camp meeting back in 68. About plan, purpose, and pursuit. And he asked God, and I went through that the other day, he asked God, why you didn't show me this earlier so I could have appetized that more people can come? God said, I didn't want them here. They just coming because of what you say. I want people who are sincere and want the truth. And that's what we're talking about in the LTMA. We don't want people here, them guys, them MVBs, not going to let you. If they find out, you're not going to have no respect and no honor and no dignity. I see X going on your paper right now. They're really careful about that, and that's important. I don't want no riders. I don't want nobody just in here just trying to be popular. We need to get the job done, and that's so important. That's why I'm glad I got those men surrounding me that they can handle that situation. Real apostles are builders at their very core, whether they are building local churches, apostolic networks, school, businesses, or other entities for the kingdom of God. There's a physical demonstration of the authority that they carry. Now, I'm guilty here of this aspect, not knowing when I read in Micah about the mountain of God sitting on all the other mountains, about the flow, about the path, about the way, by God teaching us certain things. I recognize some people might not like President Biden. They might not like the Republican, but I had to pray for him. I pray for him and his family every morning, and the vice president and her family every morning. That's my assignment. I can't see God. We can't get on all these little things like that. We have to pray so God's hand can be in it. Whether you got, if you even have a bad person, you put that power in there, some good thing got to come out. So we got to understand that. So businesses in your area, pastors, when you pass in business in your area, the business in the area, in my area, are flourishing now. Because I put my mouth on them. I prayed for them. We coming out of these four walls. We got to be over the media. Listen to that, man. We got to be over the media. We got to be over education. we got to take time to pray. We got to get our intercessor, apostolic, prophetic intercessors praying about these things. There's a remnant of righteous people in all of these business. We want these businesses to flourish. A businessman brought a $20,000 check here the other day, just out of the blue. Just called me, businessman. But I pray for businesses, not for money. I got money, but I pray for them that they prosper and that God can have his hand on them and that God's mountain can be over all those other mountains. All right. I've been going about a half hour. Listen. What they build testify to the apostolic grace in their life. So I want the apostolic grace that is on my life to be on your life, and that grace will show up. I keep Darrow shocked. Darrow is shocked every day where I am. They're shocked because that grace is constantly doing things in the midst of this little city. In 1 Corinthians 9:1-2, am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord? If I am not an apostle to others, listen to what Paul said, yet doubtless I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. Now I want to go back and pick up something that is important that the Lord wants me to emphasize. Say, Joe Brown has started his church before he met me. I'm just using him as an example. Probably many other fellows had started a ministry before they met me, but yet because of the infidelity in ministry and how the fivefold ministry gift had been raped by organization and by men, I say it again, what we're doing in LTMA is taking on ministries that had already been started and introducing them to the higher level of apostleship. So even though I didn't plant a Daniel Robinson Church, but at the same time, God brought me in his life, brought him in my life, or David Fall, brought them in my life, so we can go ahead on and get that full Ron Walker, get that full apostleship in their ministry. See, they were already established to a certain degree successful, but now we're taking on another spiritual altitude, and I know it's unique, but it's powerful, and it's real. Are you following me? It's powerful and it's real, and more things about to happen, things that we have never seen before because of the present and the privileges that God already had for us and the apostleship going to bring out. Paul told the Corinthians that they verified the apostolic authority that he walked in, the fact that he existed as a church, said he was an apostle. Apostles always have something they can point to that they have built. Yeah, you see? So that's why a guy can't, come tell me you're no apostle. Give me some sign. Give me someone. How you an apostle? You not even established yourself. You got four members and two of them mad. I mean, you see, you can't walk out there like that. You see, you got to have some evidence. You got to have some proof. So you know, God, I mean, by the grace of God, we got it. He gave it to us. And there's so much more that God wants us to walk in. Your anointing on the chain. So this is the result of the authority they carry. From the authority they carry, apostles function in the miraculous. Paul said that signs and wonders are the signs of the apostle. In 2 Corinthians 12:12, truly the sign of an apostle was accomplished among you with all persevering in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. We see this is the early church when the apostles performed healing and miracles. The difference between signs and wonders of an apostle and signs and wonders from one of the other ministry gifts is the source in which they are performed. So that level, I don't know, why we respect the army, the navy. You know what I'm saying? People respect that. I know y'all receive, you wouldn't be here, but I want to undergirdle what you're doing to know that you're doing the right thing. It ain't about your feeling. You ain't got to have no goosebump. We're dealing with truth here. You follow what I'm saying? And so everybody, if I let some of y'all testify right now, you know your ministry have changed. You know your ministry have changed. And if it haven't changed, I'll let you testify you're a liar. You ain't been paying attention. Because you can't be in this type of atmosphere, authority, and anointing, and nothing happen. Jesus Christ. No, it's impossible. Something got to happen. And so you check yourself. Don't be checking your LTMA. Go in the mirror. Check yourself. Because it's there. It's there for us. It's not by might, nor by power, but it's by his spirit. It's not by a man, but it's through a man, it's through women. You follow what I'm saying? Apostles perform signs and wonders at an extension of authority they carry, while others are signs and wonders from the anointing or gift in their life. There are differences between authority and anointing. Anointing is gift-based, while authority is born of revelation. When apostles function from the grace on their life, atmosphere change. Miracles that were happening from apostolic authority came as a result of a shifting of the atmosphere. So I expect all pastors, if they pay attention, atmospheres in their ministries to change. Mine is changing so fast I can't hardly keep up with it. I just cry. I just try to shake it, man. I gotta kind of shake myself to get up and preach. It's just shifting. I was listening at Phil Driscoll, and he says, I don't play a saxophone, I am the saxophone. And he said two things. He says, when people are doing praise and worship, they should not be ministering to man, they should be ministering to God. And that's powerful. That's real powerful. And so we've got to get all that, got to get the atmosphere straight, all right? Let me find a jumping off place here. Miracles that were happening from apostolic authority came as a result of a shifting of atmosphere. Now, when I say apostolic authority, I'm talking about you, because we connected. You follow what I'm saying? So you wearing that apostolic authority, and that's the way God planned it. God ain't planned for all of us to be an apostle, but you can wear the authority. You don't want to be in no place that God didn't put you in, because you're going to be a plumb failure. as the fear of the Lord was upon them, which produced the right atmosphere, signs and wonders were done. Authority shifts atmosphere. Right? As the apostles released who they were in God, spiritual forces that changed the kingdom of God was moved out, and a holy fear of the Lord was established. There's so much. I studied and outlined so much in reading and all mine. The result was an atmosphere that allowed many wonders and signs to be done. The word many means so much that it is common. Otherwise, we're going to start seeing so many things happen. I know Sunday, when I got up, the atmosphere was so thick, I was getting up just to preach, and all of a sudden, dialects on the tongue and interpretation just come running out of me. I had no plan for it. Just come out. And that's going to start happening. We don't have to force it. It's just going to come. We're going to see miracle, putting come to the church in a wheelchair, leave pushing the chair. You know, if you're watching me Sunday, I had a man 92 years old. Nope, wrong. Forgive me, Lord. 92. Young. Testified in his clear mind. Another man right down the road from 90. Another man 85. Still in good health. Got their right mind. Etc. We're going to start having a whole lot of that in our ministry. Start burying people early. With the power of God flowing, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to find out a place to close. So many wonders and signs and miracles started happening because the atmosphere, we're talking about authority, anointing atmosphere. The anointing may get a few miracles, but the authority, listen to this. The anointing, I never thought I would hear this, but I understand it. The anointing will get a few miracles, but the authority invested in the apostle created an atmosphere that allow wholesale release of miracle. See? So we got to start looking for that. Things don't just start happening, man. I'm excited. When the apostle carried this authority, they see atmosphere adjusted, which is conducive. You listen? Nod your head, somebody. Which is conducive to success and blessing. Conducive to success and blessing. Now, in the name of Jesus, I pronounce success and blessing upon every minister and every ministry under the sound of my voice right now. Whatever need to be changed, whatever need to manifest, whatever need to be demonstrated in your life, I decree right now in your life with divine backup from God, but that's why he imparted into you that anointing and whatever you need to do. Thank God. Hallelujah. Another realm of the authority that apostles carry is perseverance. Perseverance is one of the signs of an apostle. And you got 2 Corinthians 12:12. True to the sign the apostle was accomplished among you with all perseverance in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. So it seemed to me that what the Lord is saying, there's a cutting edge perseverance that's coming on your life now. Places you couldn't go. Places you couldn't flow. Even places you couldn't know. You're going to start penetrating those places because of the divine alignment and the divine setup of God. Those doors that seem like they wouldn't come open, those walls that seem like they would not fall, going to have to fall because of what is being imparted to you. No, God not through you yet. Don't get satisfied in no position. It's so much more. It's so much more. Some of you have been discouraged to a certain degree why your ministry have not been flowing like it should, why doors haven't opened for you. Those doors will start opening as you open, because that anointing will take you there. I remember a little country boy, doors started opening all over the world for me. New York, Madison Square Garden door open. Then the Lord told me to leave it. I mean, I'll tell the story on over. Door was open at Fred Price, Kennedy Hagin, Oral Roberts. I'm a little country boy. Well, how did I get there? Doors started opening, you see, because I believe my brothers and sisters, my sons and daughters, I believe I've been wearing this apostolic anointing for many years and didn't know it because I had nobody to train me. I believe I've been wearing it for a long time. And because there's some things that happened in my life, I can't explain no other way but that way. Let's go a few more minutes. Paul understood that if he kept releasing the authority he carried in God and did not become discouraged or distracted, he would move power of darkness out of the way. Apostles that understand the authority they carry know that if they keep pushing, they will win. Now, remember, I'm talking about you too now because of the connection. Remember Abraham, Genesis 12? Huh? Isaiah 45? Huh? You remember Elijah and Elisha? Huh? You remember Moses and Joshua? Huh? See the connection. The devil only hope is to discourage the heart of the apostles so they quit. Quit telling people all that. Quit imparting all that. If the apostle persevere in their effort and God ordained assignment, there will be a whittling away at demonic stronghold until they fall. In the process of perseverance, God unveils strategies to the apostles so they with great wisdom can undo whatever resists kingdom purposes. Now, a lot of times in your ministry, you're not going to even have to contact me because you already made contact. And that apostolic wisdom will come right up in you, pastor or prophet or evangelist, it'll come right up in you because you got it's a flow. And so there's no distance in the spirit. You follow what I'm saying? And that is powerful. In the process of perseverance, God unveils strategies to apostles so they with great wisdom can undo whatever resists kingdom purpose. Apostles do not approach assignment from the Lord with a temporary mindset. They know that they are engaged with the enemy as they seek to take away disposes territory he have control will require length of time normally. They therefore set their face like a steel to see God's will done and will willingly lay their life down for this purpose. I'm here. Get it done. That's what I want to do. Apostles unveiled and stood mysteries. Now, I'm going to lay back on that one. Paul spoke of himself and those with him as stewards of the mysteries of God. In 1 Corinthians 4, 1-2, let a man so consider us as servant of Christ, stewards, listen to this. 1 Corinthians 4, 1-2, stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required and steward that we be found favor. I'll close there with just talking to you with a closing. One of the things that will make your ministry profound and stand out from ministries all over the world is stop narrating stories out of the Bible and just telling what happened to Paul and what happened to John. And stop just preaching history, and your assignment with an apostolic anointing on you is to unveil mysteries that the Holy Ghost show you something. We'll so outline prong, and I use outline, but by the same token, you not use outline and still just preaching stuff that is not unfolding the mystery. The people, when people come to church, I've watched some of the greatest call ministers in the world, and I sat there and I'm waiting for a message, and all they're doing is dramatizing, narrating a setting in the Bible where the lady who is pregnant, unwedded, the man who is broke and got a family and can't get a job, has no direction from God came to church and just heard you talk about how great Moses is. We are not going to do that. You have to listen. Your sermon will be interrupted. God will interrupt you with a thought. Go with that thought. Don't keep God in that Mickey Mouse setting. People need to hear steps, direction, insight, instruction, wisdom, knowledge, understanding. People need to hear that when you're preaching. They don't need to hear how good a preacher you are. Fumble. Make a mistake. Spit a little bit. Slump. Don't be trying to be so petite. Let God do what he's doing in your life. Now I'm arranging some things in your life, says the Lord. I'm arranging some places you've been trying to go. I'm arranging and I'm setting it up for you now. Listen closely to my servant, for your ministry is about to take a leap that it had never taken before in the realm of the spirit. Not material. Don't worry, the material follows the spirit. But in the spirit, things will start happening to you and to the people connected to you, because the same apostolic that is being imparted to you, you're about to impart it to the people who are attached to you. It always a downline thing with me from one to another, as one yield to my spirit, yield to my will, and yield to my way. So listen carefully what I say to you this day, and yield to it, expect it in divine ways, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Now, Father, we thank you for this impartation time with these men and women of God from various part of the world. We thank you today that the Katale Moshikete de Visca. Brahma manukusetiri mambo sisi visakata tishkete montalisaki. That their answers are coming mightily. Matter of fact, answers are coming like a flood. Get ready. Blessings are coming like a flood. Get ready. Understanding and wisdom and insight and understanding is coming like a flood. Get ready, for it's time for the mountain of the Lord to set up on every mountain, and he's going to use you to be a part of establishing his mountain over the other mountain. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it.